This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Responds to the Danish Prime Minister, who had a message for the press that Greenland is not for sale. Greenland is not Danish. Greenland belongs to Greenland. I strongly hope that this is not meant seriously. Whoa. Kate Delaney, and that's where we at. The war of words always continues in the Twittersphere. Joining us now, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Bob, how about that? The PM decided to shoot back, and then the president decided, you know what, I'm not going to have that scheduled meeting after all.
Right. You know, this whole Greenland thing, Kate, is one of the weirdest things. All kinds of theories of why he did this. I think at some point in time he was going to Denmark, and he made a comment probably, and then it became a public comment about thoughts about buying Greenland, and right, he canceled the trip. So I don't know. I think it's one of the weirder stories that I've seen in about a few months.
Yeah, I think that's what I would say. There's not much to say except for it's a weird, strange story.
Very
and the
weird.
Whole thing of Greenland is just a punchline. I mean, that's what it is.
Right.
You know, I mean,
and,
because of what's happened, right? And then
right.
she said something about countries aren't for sale anymore, thank goodness. And so he was asked those questions, and it was just raw meat. I mean, for reporters and for the press when they can, you know, go back and forth, it was perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. You're not surprised that the Washington governor, we have a lot of listeners in Washington. In fact, right now they're listening to us in a great station in Spokane that's carried the show for a long time, KSBN, and then, of course, in some other great nooks and crannies there. But you're not surprised that the Washington governor dropped out of the presidential race, are you?
I am not surprised. I thought that, he would. I served with Jay Inslee when he was a member of the House. I believe he was in the race, and I'm going to give Jay Inslee some credit here, because I think there's a couple of people in the race to raise money and then do something else with it, you know. But I think Jay Inslee was in the race because he is one of the number one Democratic office holders in America, or office holders, period, that cares about the climate, you know, and that's what he espouses, and that's what he brought to the debate. So I think he was attempting to elevate, you know, the climate issue, and that's why I really think, you know, he was in there for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowing that would shine a light on that, that would be part
sure.
of what would be discussed when he was on the stage. Sure. All right, I'm going to say thumbs up to, you know, the president for this one. And, of course, I would be shocked if he didn't do it, but he signed the student debt forgiveness for disabled vets. That's just great, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is wonderful. You know, Bernie Sanders started the entire, issue out there about the student debt. Now, Elizabeth Warren put it on steroids. Even Bernie wasn't forgiving everybody, right?
Right.
But he signed an executive order, and he canceled the student loan debt for disabled veterans, which is really, I mean, very, very fascinating, you know, that he did that. And I thought it was good. But it'll forgive all student loans for any permanently disabled U.S. military veterans. Really, a really great deal. With all the cost of tuition, you know, I think down the road, I'm not saying that, you know, we would do the plan to pay everybody's debt, but I think down the road this will lead to things like this executive order will lead to something being done to help with student loans somewhere along the line.
Yeah. I agree. We move from that and back to the press. A lot of spotlight on the press today, but criticizing Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats, saying it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. He later tried to flush that out again with reporters. And, you know, we know that there was also comments about Jewish people who were Israeli who are pro-Trump. So how did this all spring up?
Well, Kate, one thing, when you use the word loyal in the context of anything to do with Jewish people, you have to be extremely careful with it, because at some points in time throughout our history and history of the world, there's been questions about Jewish people not being loyal to America, not being loyal to their country. You know, it's been out there in the past, and it's a very, very sensitive issue. Now, the president, when he was talking to about Omar and Taleb, the two congresswomen who were not allowed into Israel, he could have actually said things. For example, I'll give you a couple of examples. He could have said, you know, they're constantly against Israel, they're Democrats, and the Democrat Party's not sanctioning him. I don't know why any Jewish people would vote Democrat. I don't know why any Jewish people would want to hold to the Democratic Party when the Republican Party's done so much. He could say those things, right? But when you add in loyalty, that was the problem, because I don't think the president was questioning the loyalty of Jewish people, but using the word created a problem. So that one had to be clarified, you know, that he's not talking about. In fact, he actually said that they're not loyal to Israel, which is not saying they're not loyal to America, but that they were not, you know, having some loyalty to Israel.
I think you, what you said there, you can get really crossed up in it quickly. And, of course, when it comes to Donald Trump, I mean, look, his son-in-law, who's his right arm or right hand, Jared Kushner, is a devout practitioner of the Jewish faith.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yes,
sure.
Same thing with his Ivanka, who converted, et cetera. So, I don't know. I think you're really scraping there. It's the semantics of the words.
Right, and it's how he used it. And sometimes the president's language is just, you know, fast and furious. But he could have not used that word, and then he would have been able to have basically almost said anything he wants, and question why any Democrat, registered Democrat, would vote after these two. You know, he could have said all those things, but adding the word loyalty, you know, did create a problem.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so Bob Ney, as always, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
So coming up on the show, we have Man Cave. There's a lot to talk about, like Bryce Harper busting out the guns. Do you know who he is? You might not, but he was one of the highest paid baseball players and wasn't doing as much as the Philadelphia fans would have liked for the Phillies. So all of a sudden, he's become on fire, let's say. And I had a trip to a ballpark, and I got to really get a bird's eye view of the ballpark from not the cheap seats, just a fan seat where there was hardly anyone there. It was really very strange to be in almost an empty stadium. So I'm going to talk about that as well in the Man Cave. And plus, coming up as well, the mailbag. The mailbag was full. What does that mean? It means a lot of you are going to katedelaneyradio.com and sending your thoughts, letting them flow as to whether something in Washington is getting under your skin, or perhaps there are other things that we were talking about, like the ultimate Impossible Whopper, that I actually did my own taste test with that and a regular Whopper, and I have to say the vegan version tasted pretty darn good. They may have a hit on their hands. Just pretty curious in trying to see, reconcile that from a regular burger. It's the first time I can honestly say I really, really like the vegan burger, for what it's worth. They're not advertising on this show, I'm just telling you. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, bag. Get in the mail, bag.
Sweet, we're at the mahalo down the associate producer. He didn't get his kibbles tonight. So here we are once again at the mail stop. That's what I call it. Every day I open the door to the virtual greatness of all of you, and I am just stunned. All the shows that I've done in big cities like New York and Dallas, I've never gotten so much email. Remember, you can always jam on the digits, too. I don't think I'm giving them out enough. Usually I freely give out my digits, so I'm going to do it again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 if you want to jump on any of what we're talking about, or you want to add something new to the fire. All right, so I got this one from Dan I Am, and that's what he said, Dan I Am. Dan I Am says, Kate, wow, if I had a young daughter and then I had a male coach, was coaching her gymnastics team, I don't know that I'd feel comfortable. It's sad. And then with skating, we're hearing about these abuses and misconduct. What in the world possesses a man to go after a little girl? It sickens me. That's all I can say. As a father of four girls, none of them were in sports where they had male coaches. They had male coaches, but they weren't alone with them. So when I read the story about the U.S. figure skating coach, I thought of you, and I thought of the man cave, and what a great discussion that would make. How sad, because I'm sure there are so many great coaches out there that just cringe when they hear these stories. It had to do with a skater from the 98 Olympic gold medal team. I'm sure you know who it is. Yes. What it had to do with, actually, was the U.S. figure skating coach Richard Callahan, Callahan was the guy who was behind Tara Lipinski and the Olympic gold medal in 98 and Todd Eldridge in the 96 World Championships, six national titles, was really just a guy that a lot of people looked up to. And Callahan supposedly, he was legendary. He's banished. And this 34-year-old Adam Schmidt, a former skating student of Callahan's, filed a lawsuit in San Diego saying he repeatedly sexually abused him. So a guy from 99 to 2001 when he was 14 years old, and it also names the U.S. figure skating, which is the sports governing body, an arena in Detroit where he taught, and wow. The stuff that was in this suit is pretty explicit and gives, of course, everything that happened, that this alleged relationship continued until he was 22, and then Callahan continued to engage in inappropriate sexual conduct sporadically for another 12 years, that kind of whole thing. So, that's it. He's ineligible. They ditched him, and they say it's in compliance with what our sport has as their bylaws, etc., obviously. And they didn't initially go and investigate the complaints, and they dismissed a grievance that was filed and all this other stuff. So how did it happen? I mean, something happened 20 years ago and nobody knew it or did anything about it. He's saying, if they had, the first time he was accused, if they had pursued that, then he never would have gone through that. Because you go back to the 70s, 1976, when this Craig Maruzzi, who's now 56, said that he had an inappropriate sexual conduct with him when he was 13. So he's saying he wouldn't have gone through what he went through if they didn't do something about it. You know what it sounds like? The Catholic Church, all the problems with the priests. And we know that you want to talk about cringeworthy, and I feel beyond horrible for the stories that I can't even, there's so many. I can't even hear half of them anymore. And I'll never forget one day, and this is when it really hit me, and it was at the start of the revelations about the priests when Ann Curry was still with the Today Show. I had to get up early for something, and I never had really watched the Today Show that much because it wasn't, I was doing on-air show, it wasn't my time slot, that kind of stuff. But I was watching, and she did this brilliant interview with all of these men who had been abused, grown men, just a shadow of themselves. You could tell they were shook up, and she was crying, and I thought, wow, that's, she's trying so hard to keep it together because she's, you can tell she's fuming. And then that led to, it wasn't her interview, but that was part of the whole spotlight thing that the Boston reporters broke open and went after, some of those priests that had been abusing boys mostly for so many decades. And because that was happening and then they were shuttled around and whatnot, who knows how many wouldn't have suffered through that. And that's exactly what they're saying about Richard Callahan, that if only back in the 70s they had done something, then it wouldn't have happened again. And who knows if there's other allegations out there, etc. All right, so let's go to this one. This one is from Lisa, who says, "Hi, Kate. I was wondering what you think is going to happen on the market the rest of the year. Do you really think we're going to have a recession? I heard you talking about the recession that economists are mostly saying in a recent poll that they thought it was going to be 2022 before we had a recession. Well, if I could just look into that magical crystal ball and tell you everything's going to be great until 2022, oh, I would do it. I mean, there's factors that are lending the credence to what are the timetables going to look like for a potential recession. So, and what are they? What's happening with jobs? What's happening with our monetary system. What's going on in China really is a great indicator, the whole tariffs, because if the tariffs go through in mid-December and there's more balking by China, but there really is nothing that happens other than standing with their feet in the ground, then we're in for it. You know, the more that the economy takes a bash, a hit here, a hit there, then, of course, the more chances are that we would see a recession sooner rather than later. And trust me, I'm not rooting for that. I would love nothing better than to not see a recession. Not see a recession. This one is from Scotty. Kate, I read that it's really kind of insane about these IRA millionaires, and that at Fidelity they're saying they have record highs in the second quarter. So what do you think all these millionaires do for a living? Put their money in the 401ks. That's what I think. The story you're talking about is that they hit a high number of, you know, in the second quarter of investments after their stocks recovered from their losses. And they say the number of investors with at least $1 million in their 401k accounts rose to 196,000 at the end of the second quarter. So that's up, and that's good. You know, how much is it going to take to retire? And the average, here's what's interesting, because you didn't say this. The average 401k account balance was, you ready for this? So you go to the extreme of people that have the million, was 106,000, but that's up 2% from 103,000. See, it's not like people have a lot of money to squirrel away, right? And then, of course, you put in the 401k, it's just when you get jammed up and that emergency happens and kicks in, and do you want to take that penalty and go after the money? And lots of people do that. And then they're pinched in the end. And I love it, by the way, when you see, I mean, no offense to Susie Orman, who's herself has made millions and gives financial advice. But I love it when the thought is, well, you know, you can never touch XYZ. And when they say emergency money is like three times your salary, I'm thinking, how many people have these giant slush funds where, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, I got $150,000 in my slush funds should the economy crash. My family's still fine. We're still going to take a vacation or two. Hey, we may go to Disneyland and buy the fast passes. I don't think so. I think there's a big disconnect with that. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts. How do you do that? Easy. Or as my friend Pilar would say, muy fácil. She's in Clearwater. You know what you do? You just go to katedelaneyradio.com. See you in a few.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is implementing a new policy that would allow the indefinite detention of migrant families. ACLU attorney Mutha Growal.
We can expect to see this in court before it goes into effect.
The rule would replace a decades-old court agreement that says migrant children must be released after 20 days. Under the new plan, migrant families would stay together but would be held indefinitely while judges consider their asylum requests. So far this year, 470,000 families have been apprehended at the border. President Trump is pushing back on claims that he's flip-flopping on new gun safety measures. He says he still has an appetite for background checks for gun buyers.
We have a lot of background checks right now. Gun owners can tell you that, others can tell you that. But there are certain weaknesses. We want to fix the weaknesses.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Welcome to the man cave. Trust me, it's part she cave. Women are allowed in, too. We talk about all kinds of things, not always just sports, although a lot of it has to do with the great game of baseball, football, or everything in between, pro and amateur. And with the NFL right about to start, right around the corner, it's interesting what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. Kind of a middle finger, I have to say. I can't put that any other way. Was given to Ezekiel Elliott and maybe Dak Prescott, the quarterback. Jerry Jones playing a little hardball with the boys. How did he do that? Jalen Smith gets a long-term extension in his contract. You know who Jalen Smith is? Of course you do, right? Defense wins championships, too. Linebacker, baby. $64 million, 5 years, 35.5 guaranteed. So one of the things that Jerry Jones said after the press conference announcing the extension is, I have a lot of respect for, you know, most agents, I really do, and then went on to say, and of course this was his son taking the baton, I think they're trying to do their job for these players, but I think sometimes they don't have the end game that maybe the players should, and we do. Yeah, because I'm the agent, right? What do I care about? I am getting my cut. I'm not saying that they don't care about their players, but futures with the team. But it is interesting. He has reiterated his training camp stance that the salary cap is a zero-sum game for the team. So winning championships, that kind of stuff, it's interesting. There is less pie left. Jerry Jones said that. He said, there is less pie left. Make no bones about it. That is a message to Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Amari Cooper. I don't know. If I'm their agents, I'm starting to think, what are we going to do here? Of course, could they make a run at the playoffs without those three players? Rather, I'm going to say no. No, 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 no. Sometimes who you back can bite you. Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross, we debate this, politics and sports, took himself from his post, you know, removed himself from it, on the NFL's social justice committee, he is, amid backlash for his financial support of the president. He's a founding member. He leaves the committee made up of a former and current NFL players and team owners because they're supposed to address social injustice. And he said that he believes in it and he's committed to the work that's been done by the group and will always be a supporter, but he can't be part of that group because of the criticism he's getting for hosting a fundraiser supporting the president at the beginning of the month. So they didn't really want him to be part of the group after that. I mean, they called him out, and that was that. Look, the owners, how many owners lean conservative? And how many have supported the president in the past? Too late to go backwards. So he's out. And if that's the way it goes and there's not cooperation, because this is a big one for the NFL, they have to exceed the expectations, I think. And I think they have a chance to do that. But not if there's discord with who the owners are, who they're donating to, what money is earmarked where, that whole kind of thing. Lamborghini. What do you think of when I say Lamborghini? Well, you think bloody, ridiculously expensive and only cake eaters can afford it. You would probably be right. But they are saying they're saluting their 1963 heritage and celebrating some of their most iconic victories by releasing two exclusive supercars. The EVO GT Celebration and the Aventador SVJ 63 Roadster. So they debuted at the Monterey Car Week over the weekend. And they're already getting orders. They're piling up. People want them. I mean, you know, that whole thing was old as new. How do you package it? What do you put it out? How do you put it out there? And the how do you put it out there, I think, is really, 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 really big, needless to say. How about this? In the man cave, talking a little Bryce Harper, I have to give you the payoff there. And Bryce Harper, of course, made a ton of money to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies, left the Washington Nationals, and then came to Philadelphia and didn't perform up to what they thought he was going to be like. He's living up to it now. Bryce Harper homered to give Philly a fifth-inning lead. Corey Dickerson drove in two runs with a triple and a single on Wednesday night. Phillies beat the Red Sox 5-2, and they swept the two-game series because the Red Sox aren't looking in their rearview mirror. But Philadelphia needs some giddy up if they're going to even get a wild card spot, which still is pretty tricky right now. Also, as I'm doing the monologue in the man cave, I like this. The O's. Talk about a beleaguered team. The Baltimore Orioles are MLB's new home run kings. Woohoo! Only it's not for the reason you think. It's because of how many they've given up. They gave up their 258th homer of the season. So they actually tie the 2016 Reds for the most trippers allowed by a team in a single season. That's never a good thing to say that. And they say they're not giving up. We're not giving up. We're gonna get it done. Look, they're rebuilding. They're in last place in the American League East. They've got a 41-86 record, second worst in the majors. Their ERA, 5.94, highest in baseball by almost half a run. So they're crumbling in all departments, of course. And that's why that ERA is so high. The beleaguered Orioles. They have a beautiful ballpark, and you can walk to so many great restaurants there. But, there isn't much to say otherwise. Just if you want to go and hang at the ballpark, but you might not see any winning baseball, you might get really, really frustrated. Let's put it that way. Of course. That was going to be a layup. It's no layup. No layup. I don't know about you, but I love it when the college football season kicks off. One, because we know the pros are right behind them. But because now we have some real football to talk about. And there's always some switches and people who sat out that go to different schools and all of that. Here's what I loved. I loved seeing that the Pac-12 decided against a 9 a.m. kickoff, any of them, this year, because they were doing that. So they said they didn't, not 9 a.m., yes, 9 a.m., they decided they didn't want to move forward with that. They could revisit it in the future, but they say they need more time to plan for any potential earlier kickoff slot. So they need more lead time. And I would say, I get it. Chip Kelly from UCLA, Kyle Whittingham from Utah, Cal's Justin Wilcox, all had an interest in playing an early game when the idea was raised last month. So then they try to get them on the schedule, and then they decide they don't want them. So you got other schools that want to continue to explore the concept of doing that for 2020. You know, just keep rolling with it and looking at the time zones and, okay, so then we'll do the nine. I don't know. I'm kind of with them. It's the timing is rough. It's rough on depending on what's happened throughout the day. Hopefully they get some mandatory rest. Ugh. I love this. Is it ever too late to say, I'm sorry, man? If you're a guy, no. Women can hold grudges, I think, longer than men. But the Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield said he's reached out to Daniel Jones to clear the air regarding what he said about the rookie QB for the New York Giants. He acknowledged to GQ that it blows his mind that the Giants would select Jones with the number 6 pick in the draft. Yeah, they're going to be mad. Mayfield said the context for his GQ quote, some people overthink it. That's where people go wrong. They forget you got to win. Either you have a history of winning and being that guy for your team or you don't. Ooh, that's a tall order, isn't it? So, why not reach out to the rookie? And that's exactly what Baker Mayfield did. He said he was nice and cordial and no worries, and they fixed it up nice. Yeah, why would you want a problem? If you're a rookie quarterback, you have so many other pressures to worry about. Drama you do not need with a guy who's quarterbacking for the Cleveland Browns. All right, I'm opening the door. I'm closing the door. Gently, gently. See you soon.
The Braves are featuring another outstanding cast. They've got a wonderful cast.
Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Take me out to the ball game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Records. Was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown through every Sioux. Katie Blue, on a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the
ball game.
Take me out with the crowd.
Me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever come back. Root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. It's one, two, three strikes, you're out of the old ball game. Woo! Seventh inning stretch. Did that just the other day. The Texas Rangers, I used to cover them, and it's been quite a long time since I've been out to the ballpark, but this is their last year. You know, there's going to be 19 new ballparks or stadiums, you know, combination, that are popping up next year. So that's a lot, isn't it? Taxpayer money, baby, in most of these cases, or at least some of it. And that's one of the things that's happening in Major League Baseball. Kate Delaney. So I just wanted to mention this. It's rare that I get that chance to take that break, but I took a break, went out to a day game. And, of course, the Texas Rangers promptly lost They lost 5-1, but then they had these two double headers back to back, and they won all of the next games, and they did it in style, walk off ways. So that was actually pretty cool for the people that were there. And beating the heat was tough when it was 100 degrees, but you're in a ballpark and you have some shade. You're in a kind of a shady area, and there's only like 1,500 people. That's it. I've never been at a game where there were so few people. And why? Because who sits in a stadium that's 100 degrees to watch a day game? Me. I was there with Mr. Kate Delaney, who you hear a couple of times a week on these airwaves. And it was a surprise, and he wanted to do it, and that was that. And boom. Tell you what, it is a good weight loss plan, because you end up sweating. You end up sweating so much when you're sitting there, no matter what you do. So if you go out to the ballpark, make sure you memorize the lyrics to "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." And it was pretty interesting to do the seventh inning stretch. The guys in front of us were funny, and they knew all the words. And so the people, of course, the people in Texas are great when you're out at the ballpark. And that part was pretty fun. I sat right next to the parents of a kid who had been called up, and he got his first major league hit. And I don't think I've ever seen parents that excited. And I've been with people in various capacities in with sports where something happened historic, and they were just teary-eyed or got excited, but to see their son, you know, again get his first big league hit, they were just beaming. I mean, beaming from ear to ear. And I thought that was pretty cool. With all the stuff that we talk about on this show, what's going to happen with the tariffs? We're drowning in it. What's in your wallet? What's happening as we get closer and closer to the election? The Democrats are paring down. The president is traversing all over the nation. So to take a break from it all and just to get a different perspective was really, really, really something. And to see, you know, Solak, his name is Nick Solak, to see him come through and get his first big league hit, even in the loss, is pretty cool. And then he belted a home run later that was the game winner in the second game. So obviously a very, very good start for that young man. Not good for the president is getting caught up in what's, you know, the thing with Denmark. I'm going to say, you know, the nasty comment, it blows up for a day or two about Greenland, but then it goes away. But the other comments were certainly tougher, and he got nailed in a couple of cases about that. The Republican Jewish Coalition on Wednesday backed the president in his attacks of Jewish people who vote for Democrats, because he said on Twitter that they said that the president was pointing out the obvious. And Sheldon Adelson said, "We take the president seriously, not literally. President Trump is pointing out the obvious. For those who care about Israel, the position of many elected Democrats has become anti-Israel," is what he said. And then, you know, the president, to re-rack this, said Tuesday that Jews, that's how he said it in his Twitter feed, who voted Democratic were ignorant or disloyal. And you heard what Sheldon Adelson said. He flushed that out. It's just the use of the word. It's the verbal jumping jacks. And that's Twitter for you, boy. And that's also the president who says, you know, what he thinks and is not editing those comments. And so the way they come out and then getting questioned about it, that certainly dominated for the last probably 24 hours or so. Because some of you have asked me about the farmers and what's happening with the farmers and the tariffs, and I know a lot of you that are listening make your livelihood through farming, and to me that's kind of near and dear to me, because when I first started my career, farmers were the ones who taught me about what they were doing, etc., because I had a job in Kearney, Nebraska, and it was farming territory, and I didn't know much about farming, and they really took me in and taught me a few things, and what an interesting, in some cases, just incredibly huge farms, in other cases profitable but small to medium size farms. And now it's, you got soybeans, you're really stuck. It's what are you, where is your crop going, how much of what do you have? And now we're talking the ag and the biofuel industries and other allies in the U.S. Congress are really putting the pressure on the administration over relief that has been given to oil refineries from rules requiring use of biofuels. So now that the farmers especially are feeling that pinch because of the trade war with China, they're complaining that a government crop report didn't reflect damage from the flooding this spring, etc. So they're not happy with the administration's decision to grant waivers exempting 31 oil refineries from rules requiring them to blend ethanol into the gasoline. Because think about it, that takes away more of money from their pockets. It's all about lobbying and political capital. It really is. But you got national and state trade groups that are delivering a lot of letters to the White House over the past 48 hours detailing the damage the waivers are causing the biofuel industry. Democratic presidential hopefuls have used the refinery issue as a way to say, you know, that the farmers have been betrayed because he's siding with big oil. The Iowa Soybean Association's letter to the White House said that refining exemptions were forcing biodiesel producers to shut plants and lay off workers. Soybeans are a feedstock for biodiesel, so growers have been hurt because we know what's also happened with soybeans already. So this is tough. Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, a Trump political ally for sure, along with the state's head of agriculture, said in a letter to the EPA that rural families have really bore the brunt of the trade war and are being pinched now again by the refinery waivers. Because remember, U.S. regulations require refineries to blend biofuels into the gasoline pool or buy credits to fund those refiners who can. Small refineries can get exemptions rather from the EPA, but if they prove compliance causes them hardship, because that's the whole thing. If they can do that, then that's exactly what happens. What will happen in the fall is key. You know, there are plants closing in Mississippi, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Mm. Music means we got to dive out of here, and I'm going to tell you, make it count, everybody. Oh, make it count.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen the Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.